Now, over the course of the entire Pokemon anime, we only ever had two distinct kid characters that acted as companions throughout the series, that being Bonnie and Max. But when people look back at both of these characters, I find that the vast majority of Pokemon fans will unanimously agree that Bonnie was a better character than Max. And when I mean the vast majority, I mean people do not like Max's character at all. But why is that? Well, we're going to find that out right now. My name is Pokey, and this is Why Do People Love Bonnie But Hate Max? Now, to really understand why people prefer Bonnie over Max, we need to understand the writing behind making a kid character. I know this seems unimportant, but trust me, it is to understand why people had this stance to begin with, and why I don't blame them for having it either. So here's the thing about kid characters, right? And not just in anime, but in all kinds of different shows. The problem with making a kid character is that you have to realize what being a kid is all about. And I know that might sound so simple on paper, but you would be incredibly shocked to see that most people can't write a decent kid character. There are three boxes you have to check out for people to not despise your character. Number one is to have them actually act like a kid. Again, simple on paper, but execution is almost always a 5 out of 10. Secondly is to make sure your kid character has an actual impact on the story if they are a main character. Or in other words, don't make them a nothing burger. Give them a reason to be a part of the main crew. And lastly, don't make them annoying. If you make them annoying for no good reason, people will not like that character. It's that simple. And wouldn't you know that Max as a character doesn't even hit any of those boxes whatsoever. So let's start with the first category. Now this part is the only category that Max even has a chance to shine. The question you have to ask yourself is, does Max act like a kid? If you ask me, I would answer, kind of. There are a lot of different kinds of children. Some are smart, some are weird, some are lazy, etc, etc, you get the point. But Max isn't the normal kid. He tries to act smart and act like he's, you know, above other people. Which brings us to the second category, that being his main purpose in the main crew. So his whole shtick is that Max is really smart and knows a lot more about Pokemon than the average person. He's basically like a walking Pokedex, if you will. But that's the issue. The reason why Max barely gets by the first category and definitely doesn't pass the second one is because it's not really realistic. The reason why he nearly fails at being a kid, despite obviously being one in the context of the show, is because we're supposed to believe he's just naturally smarter than someone like Ash or Brock. Ash has gone through two different regions up until this point and has so much more battle experience under his belt. But this guy has the audacity to mock Ash when bro is a fledgling of a trainer himself. Now I get it, right? Max's whole thing is being very knowledgeable on Pokemon's skills and abilities. But how are you going to sit here and act that you would have done any better in a battle against someone who has 10 times more battle experience than you have? Listen, the problem with Max's character isn't that he's smart. That's fine. There are tons of smart prodigies in history that were solving crazy equations at a young age. But the issue here is that Max is only smart in school books. He doesn't even have a fraction of Ash's battle IQ, and to constantly try and mock Ash on his battles is actually insane. And using the argument, oh, but he's just a kid, is kinda stupid here because the point of his character is knowledge. He is smarter than the average person. So if he's smarter than the average Pokemon researcher, then he would also logically think, maybe I'm not smarter than the dude who actually battles for a living. Being a 7-year-old kid shouldn't stop you from realizing that your dad is a better basketball player than you, considering he's in the NBA, if you catch my drift. And he definitely doesn't get off easy with the last category either. And the last category being, don't make a kid annoying for no reason. But guess what? They made him annoying for no freaking reason. But I will give him credit where credit is due. Some of the antics he pulled are totally normal coming from a kid. For example, people like to hate on him for being mad at Ash after seeing his father Norman lose the battle. Now, although we understand that gym leaders will sometimes lose a battle, at the end of the day, this is Max's dad we're talking about. Imagine thinking your dad could never lose and you just see your friend get the gym badge on their first try. That would honestly be devastating, so I don't blame Max for feeling that way. But for the most part, Max has genuine issues because the amount of pettiness and snarkiness that comes from this kid did not feel fun at all. He had his moments, but at the end of the day, the way he treated Brock and Ash is just rough, and then to top it all off, his dub voice actor was not fit for the character. I'm sorry, but whoever was the voice director for that role, I can't see what made you think that could work. Also, no hate to the VA's work because it's not their fault, it's the voice director's fault entirely. But Max's voice just added on to that petty, snarky, goober kid archetype, and it just made his reputation so much worse. It not only sounds so forced, but it sounds like they were going for the actually emoji. If they chose someone else, I bet people would have found Max a little less annoying, but hey, what can you do? Overall, Max's character isn't appreciated much at all, but now it's time to talk about Bonnie. Now, there are three reasons why Bonnie was 10 times more loved than Max was, and I listed these reasons in my Bonnie character video, so if you guys want to check that out for a more in-depth explanation, go for it. After watching this video, of course. Number 1. Bonnie actually acts like a kid. She is the embodiment of how a kid should act, and it shows throughout the entire XY series. She overly shows affection with Pokemon like how we see our pets, and she has a healthy relationship with her brother. And she even acts grumpy sometimes, and it doesn't feel forced, and it doesn't make you actively hate her. Bonnie's voice actor was also perfect at bringing her character to life and made her feel a lot more enjoyable to watch on screen. But Bonnie had way more traits that added onto her character, that being a relationship with Squishy. Her bond with Squishy had a huge impact on not just her respective series, but the entire world. Whereas if you remove Max from the show, nothing really changes. Bonnie was able to develop a bond so strong with Squishy that it was able to break Lysander's control over him and save the world. If it wasn't for Bonnie, Kalos and the rest of the world would have been cooked. Her role in the story saved the entire world, something that Max could never relate to, just saying. And what I mean is, Bonnie's level of importance shines a lot more here. So when you start comparing Bonnie and Max, it becomes quite obvious why people prefer Bonnie. Her VA actually fits the kid-like character, and she served a role in saving the world from ruin. She treats her brother like a normal person. Sometimes she banters with him too, but she gasses him up as well. I feel like they depict a brother and sister dynamic a lot better than Mei and Max ever did, and was a lot more enjoyable to say the least. She's sweet and kind to almost anyone she meets, whereas Max isn't really like that, which of course is normal. Not all kids are kind, sadly, so it is pretty realistic, but still. You can't really blame people for hating Max. His entire character just screams hate me, and some of the hate could have been resolved if he just acted like a normal kid. So to end this off, the reason why people hate Max is because his personality doesn't match up the character he is portrayed as. He is supposed to be the smart kid whose brain is filled with knowledge, yet acts like he knows it all in a field he has never set foot in. His snarky attitude is almost never apologetic, and he sometimes takes it a bit too far. They overdid his snarky banter way too much, which is why that's all people can remember about him. Just the snarky little kid no one likes. I believe one way they could have fixed his character is simply giving him common sense. For example, you can still keep the banter between him and Mei, as they are siblings. It makes sense for them to bicker every now and then. But I wouldn't overdo it, because then that becomes what he's known for. I would make the kid smart enough to understand that he doesn't know everything and would stay humble when challenged with something he doesn't know much about. Clement is a big example of this. He is incredibly smart, but you don't see him with that same attitude as Max. And Clement isn't much older either, so it genuinely is a skill issue, to be honest. There were so many better ways they could have gone with his character and still have people remember him fondly, but they just ruined him. Now, I always say when talking about a character's writing, just because there's lots to critique and a ton of smack talk doesn't mean you should hate this character too. If you like Max, that is completely fine. That is your opinion, but as always, be mindful and open with how his character is portrayed, because I bet all of us can agree his character is one of the most flawed characters in the entire show. So let's not put him on a pedestal as if he's an 8 out of 10 character in terms of writing, alright? Let's calm down. And if you guys enjoyed this video, be sure to leave a like and subscribe, because that tells the algorithm you like the video and it pushes it out to more people. It helps me a lot. But what do you guys think about Max? Let me know in the comments down below, as I do respond to a lot of them. But that's all Yuki wrote, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.